You remember those kids in school who always put off doing everything, projects, big term papers, till the last minute? Then they'd pull an all-nighter and get something done that they could turn in. It sometimes got a passing grade. But even when the kid was really, really bright, what they turned in was never as good as it should have been. I remember kids like that because I used to be one, until at some point I made the painful decision to be a grown-up. That's a decision that the members of our Michigan legislature mostly have managed to avoid. There hasn't been a lot of noticeably adult behavior there. That's especially true when it comes to the state budget. Remember, their goal was to get it all done before July 1st, when most cities and school systems start their fiscal year. That would have made sense for a lot of reasons. Schools, for example, would have known how much money they could count on. The lawmakers also would have been serving the people they care about most, themselves. All their seats are up for election 5 weeks from now. Most of them are running for something. The last thing they wanted was to be under the Capitol dome right now, trying at the last minute to balance the budget before the state is forced into another temporary shutdown. But that's where they are, 59 hours before the clock runs out, trying to cobble together the last few departmental budgets. The good news is that it's almost certain that they'll do it. We'll avoid yet another nationally embarrassing moment. But they should be embarrassed that it has taken them this long. They might be able to justify that if they'd done some bold structural revision that fixed what is deeply wrong with the process. Right now, the way they do things is guaranteed to produce a deficit every year. Imagine you were doing your household budget and decided, you know, I'll bet this will be the year that Bill Gates gives us $100,000 out of the blue. My guess is that by the end of the year, you too would be running a sizable deficit. The budget that the legislature is about to pass isn't really balanced in the classic sense. It relies, for one thing, on faith. The lawmakers passed a bill speeding up the time in which unclaimed property reverts to the state, and also is counting on revenue from a tax amnesty plan. Economists say the politicians are counting on much more from this than they'll really receive. Plus, they only really managed to get close to a balanced budget by using hundreds of millions Washington unexpectedly gave us. This was money supposed to be used for education and Medicaid, but our lawmakers used sleight of hand to throw it into the deficit hole. Most of them don't have to worry. Thanks to term limits, they'll be gone next year. That's when the budget deficit is projected to be $1.6 billion, with no more federal money in sight, which makes me think that there may well be two big losers in the coming gubernatorial election. One will get fewer votes. The other will go to Lansing and have to deal with this mess.